Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Lonnie Love and Brian Dinkelman. You'll hear that next.
Comedian Mickey Joseph has joined us in the studio.
There's a porno actor in California now who's taken the name Ricky Ricardo.
No, there isn't.
Oh, yeah, which is kind of changes, you know. Oh, yes, I'm Cuban Pete. I've got 10 pounds of hanging meat. And every time I go, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom. Oh, yes, I'm Cuban Pete. Mine goes halfway across the street. And every time I go, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom. Hey, senorita, would you like a big burrito? It's very nice. So full of spice. Hey, why don't we go down to my place in San Francisco? I'm hard as metal. Just ask Fred and Ethel.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Now, in the world of comedy, we also have two representatives of that world in the studio with us. They are comedian Brian Dinkelman and comedian Lonnie Love.
Dinkelman Love.
One married, one single. The married one happens to be Brian Dinkelman.
That's me.
And travels the country. Have you ever done any overseas stuff? You ever?
No, I haven't performed overseas. Have you done that? Have you done USO tours?
Yes, many of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Done those,
yeah. Yeah.
Have you gone to Afghanistan or Iraq?
Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Yeah, they thought I was Aretha Franklin over there.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get that a lot, huh?
Yeah, I get that a lot. I don't know why. Because she's lost weight. She looks better than me now.
Well, you're... No, she doesn't.
Yeah, and she does. She looks good.
She looks
good. She
does
good, look good, but
you
she's
still
twice
older.
As old
she
as you.
She still looks like she's aging,
at
though.
Least.
Yeah.
I saw Aretha not too long ago.
Yeah.
And she looked all right, lost some weight, but she still has that age factor. And she's apparently got bunions.
Bunions?
She doesn't walk very well.
What makes you think she doesn't walk well? Because she has bunions.
The Queen of Soul was not walking very well. She wasn't moving very well.
Maybe she has a hip issue or a knee or an ankle.
Oh, it's got to be bunions. Oh, it's got to be bunions.
You can tell.
Well, I just tell by the way she was gently touching the floor.
Oh, I've spent a year and a half, 2 years in podiatry. Oh, he's almost a podiatrist.
Oh, you know, it's like, you know, I can eyeball a bunion.
A bunion?
Oh, yeah.
Is she wearing really wide shoes? That's the hint.
Well, I think they widen as she gets older.
Her bunions, her shoes have little sidecars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I better watch how I walk around here.
Moving
kind of slow.
I have a whole salad on my foot. Bunions, onions, corns.
Yummy. Let's eat.
Somebody get
Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
I was in a band called Foot Salad about 9 years ago.
Where are you now?
I swear to God I was. Hey, did I hear someone selling or giving away a Coleman cooler full of porn on?
That's right.
Is it already claimed?
It's
some guy bought the contents of a storage locker, and there were more than 1,000 pornos in there. He wants to give them to Bob.
Bob, see, I've been getting free cable for the last 3 months. Yeah. I watch Lou Dobbs now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact remains, we're in a double-dip recession, and all the business leaders like Wolf Blitzer and Lou Dobbs are saying to invest in precious metals like silver, gold, and porn.
There he is, bronze.
Every recession we've ever had in the history of the sovereign nation, we've had the same trends, if you think about it. Two things prosper, liquor and whores. How else do you explain Russell Brand and the Kardashians the last 6 years?
Good point.
I can't think of a better regift, Bob, for any occasion than a cooler full of porn. It's basically the next barrel of monkeys, man.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. A cooler full of pornos, you could triple your spank bank in one transaction.
Well, I guess you could.
And if some of them are anal, it's like hitting Powerball.
Some of them come out only once a year. That's right.
Nothing like an annual porn.
Man, if it's in a cooler, you know it's good. Just like them steaks and chops those rich guys sell out of their trucks every summer. Right.
Well, they're so hot, they got to put them in a cooler.
I swear to God it is. Mm-hmm. And I heard you got a lady in there, Tom, that likes white meat.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
She said.
Baby, I got so much pork when I travel, I have to strap it in a baby seat. Put that in your coat cap.
Her eyes just lit up, Donnie. Mm-hmm. I know you do. All right.
Thanks. There's an image that'll stay with me the rest of the day. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy, anything you wanted to get in here quickly?
A naked joyride's going to cost a Nebraska man 6 months. Nicholas Borgman was pulled over in February of last year. Another man and two women were naked in the cab of Borgman's pickup while there were empty beer cans in the bed. Yesterday, Borgman was sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Seems a little stiffer riding around naked.
He also lost his license for 15 years and was given 5 years of probation. The other
15
people,
years?
The what other naked do? People weren't charged. Can I finish?
Yeah.
This was his third charge of driving under the influence.
And naked?
I don't know about naked. This particular time he was naked.
That's right. Three strikes and you're out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A Northwest Arkansas teen thought it'd be funny to text a random phone number saying she'd hit a body.
Oh, I've seen this.
Hilarious.
Of all the local phone numbers she could have chosen, the 15-year-old picked one that belonged to a police detective. They tracked her cell phone number. Guess what?
She was just messing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was released with a warning, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. You can't do that.
See, this is where they need to bring the paddle back. I don't care who you are. Good. One good swat in the butt, that'll change your attitude.
A what in the butt?
A swat.
Okay.
And people who find a smartphone in the street can't resist snooping through private pictures and even bank details.
I got to tell you, Dunkelman left his phone on the counter.
Yes, he
and
did.
Went out of the room. Yeah, we all were saying, we're going to send it to TMZ.
We bought a bicycle.
Yeah.
Who needs a cooler full of porn?
That's
huh?
right.
More than 96% of finders apparently will root through the details of your phone, including social network accounts.
How many? 40%?
96%.
96%? Wow. There's only 4% of honest people in America.
96% will go through your phone?
We'll go through your phone. A shocking 43% of finders will try to access online bank accounts.
Wow.
Security firm Symantec left 50 fully charged smartphones, lying in the street, baited with private sounding apps called Private Picks and Online Banking. They did this in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco, and in Ottawa, Canada. The phones were loaded with tantalizing apps called Private Picks, Online Banking, and Corporate Email. They did not really contain data, real data, but did notify the security firm when used and allowed the firm to track where users went after finding them. More than 96% of those picking up the lost phones went through the phone, 86% going through personal information, 83% accessing corporate.
I go right to the filthiest porn site I can get. I copy the address and then mail it to all recipients.
Ooh. The only thing they'll find on my phone is a bunch of buffet places. So they'd be so disappointed. Really?
Well, no, not necessarily unless you're hungry.
I mean, yeah. It's amazing that many people.
96%.
It is amazing.
Don't most phones have some kind of blocking device?
You can actually have your phone lock up after, but a lot of people don't do that because it's a pain in the ass to enter the password every time.
Yeah. A lot of people, you can. Some phones, I know our phones, you can actually delete the contents from a...
Yeah, if you lose your iPhone,
you can actually go to
a computer and blank it out. Yep, wipe it completely.
Well, I think more people will do that after hearing that story.
Yeah.
And you can wipe it out, and once you get it back, you can reinstall everything after you've backed it up on your iTunes.
Lonnie, are you a big phone person?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I depend on my phone a lot.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever meet men over the internet?
You know what? I do, but I don't like the fact, you know, because nowadays they tend to send pictures, and I don't like those pictures.
You don't want to see that.
No. I'm a good girl.
You mean pictures like when they're kind of...
You know what I'm talking about.
You mean like sexting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's the big thing now. Mm-hmm. So no. I don't like that, no. You know? So I like to meet guys the old-fashioned way on radio shows.
That seems a little forward to actually, you know, on your first date to send a picture of one's junk.
I know.
They do that now. Yeah. Really? No.
First date?
Are
really?
You kidding me?
If you email it, it goes in the junk mail.
Yeah. So that's what that's for.
That's how I got the name.
Junk mail.
And some of it's small junk mail, most of it.
Well, it might be junk. A grower, not a shower.
You never know.
Now, what is your type of man?
I told you. I like handicapped men. I like seasoned men. Uh-huh. I like them young. They can afford an Xbox. They can afford to take me to Panda Express. I like them all.
Delicious.
I'm starting to see
she likes a clear man. She can see through.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You're almost there, Tom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Pat tweeted just seconds ago, Tom needs a threesome with me and Mom.
Oh, my God.
We would probably smother poor Tom.
Yeah. Tom would die.
You know what? It would be, you would go out in style and smiling, I'll tell you that.
That'd be an like Oreo sandwich for you, huh?
That'd be like a cage match. Yeah.
That would be an Oreo, wouldn't it? Did you hear Tom died in an Oreo? Really? Trying to lick out the center? No, he was the center.
And he was trying to lick out the center. You know it, baby.
Oh.
He's the cream filler. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, come on, Pat. Get over here. Let's get this done.
Maybe we can hear
her. I think she is old.
Maybe we can hear from Ms. Pat here in just a few minutes. Your name is very unusual.
Yeah.
What, Lonnie?
Lonnie Love.
Lonnie is short.
I know,
short?
But I mean, there's Lonnie Anderson and then you.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie is actually my nickname, and Love is my real name, but I picked Lonnie Love because, you know, it sounded like a stripper name. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, just in case, but that didn't work out. So now I'm a comedian, as you could tell.
I guess Lonnie Love would also be a nice porno name.
Yeah.
Actually, mm-hmm. So would Brian Dunkelman.
That is,
it implies that you're so huge.
Dunks. What is it you take your first pet's name?
And your
and
street,
you street.
Up?
Street you grew up.
Yeah. I'm Zipper Somerville.
Zipper?
Who would not go to a Zipper Somerville
right?
porno movie, huh?
That's in the cooler.
Yeah.
I would be Alfred Coco.
Wow.
Alfred Coco.
Yeah.
Coco Street.
So you should be you could become Coco Love.
Ooh. That might be.
You know what that
Coco
says.
Love implies, you know.
Little bit of time for a little chocolate.
That might be my alter ego.
Hot chocolate starring Coco Love.
See, you and I belong together.
I can manage you. I can manage your career as a black porn star.
You could be little Tom. You could be mini marshmallows, and she could be
Tom would look like a paper white straw coming out of you. You know that?
You said I'm thinking about coming out.
I said out of the top. I mean.
Well, okay.
Oh my god.
I like that. Coco Love.
Coco Love.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think we just started a production company, Chick.
Back to shopping.
We're doing our first movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Backtoshoes.com.
Now, Brian.
Coco Love.
In my never-ending pursuit of sounds that are going away,
yeah,
which I guess I'm the only one that cares about, like busy signals.
Is this one going away? Oh, Tom!
No. This is... Oh, Lord, Tom!
I like that. I like the sound of that.
You've never heard that before, have you?
See, I'm working on you. I can tell. I'm working on you.
Now, I want to ask Brian... I don't want to get too graphic here, Brian, but...
Do it.
We were discussing the first time anyone had ever seen an X-rated film. Because in many cases, it was actually on film, and then it produced, I guess, I don't know, about what, 80, 79, maybe it all transferred over to VHS video?
79?
No, 82, 83, okay. Yeah. So it was right after you bought the Betamax machine.
Right after I bought a Betamax machine, everything went VHS.
Yeah, VHS, yeah.
The first porno you saw, was it a film, or was it a VHS, was it a Beta, was it on a computer?
I do believe it was VHS.
See, that shows
it was one of those theme ones where it was like set, the period piece.
Okay.
A period piece.
That didn't sound right, did it?
No.
No.
Once a month.
Yeah. No, you mean old-fashioned?
I mean old-timey.
Like, oh, you mean
old-timey. No.
Like medieval? Or
not like it flows in with the painters this month.
Red cocoa.
There are all kinds of
red dog.
All kinds of fetishes, people. Red dog. Wolverine!
Well,
I consider my firstborn the Love Boat. When
really?
When Charo used to be on.
Oh, Gucci, that was, Gucci.
That was technically the first time, I guess, I became a man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Gucci Gucci girl was on, and I was like, what's happening?
You filed that in memory and took it to bed, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Gucci.
Your first pet again named Lonnie was?
Coco.
Coco. Okay, so that's where you got the Coco Love. I like Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Yeah.
That says a lot. It really does.
Yeah. It's a new cop show on ABC tonight
Coco
today.
Love. Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Freeze, sucker.
She's a love.
Coco Love.
Coco Love.
And you get Pam Grier as her captain.
She'd be the crabby captain.
Oh, yeah.
Coco, I'm only going to tell you one more time. You've got 24 hours.
Okay.
You have to have some kind of psychic power. And all the cop shows now, they...
Psychic?
You do have to have...
Oh, yeah.
Psychic.
Yeah. Cop shows are getting so stupid.
Oh, you mean like Medium or whatever? Oh,
yeah.
Mentalist,
psych, yeah.
There's the new one where the guy's dreaming half the time and dreaming the other half of the time.
Awake, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, awake.
You don't know if you don't know which one it is. And
right.
If you're watching that, you might as well just take yourself out because God didn't put you on this earth to waste that much time.
I can have power in my weave. That's what it is.
Power in your weave.
Yeah.
See, you could be a palm reader. You could be Harry Palms.
Oh, yeah. Jamaica man. Yeah, I could do that.
So
yeah.
That's a weave?
Yeah,
that's
this a weave. Is a weave. Now, let me educate
I would have never known
because I could tell you looking. Yeah.
You'd be astounded at my lack of knowledge of
hair. A weave
all
is not a wig, people.
All women, especially black ones, is what he just said.
Exactly.
I didn't want that to get missed.
No, no. Yes.
When we come back, I want you to educate me about your weave. Lonnie?
Is you going to be buying it.
Lonnie, you see, Lonnie, you see this hair?
Say hello to your missus.
This hair is not a weave.
Oh, boy.
There are no extensions here. I don't know about
Dunkelman. There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one. Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.